Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves as we kick off the third hour of this live New Year's Eve edition of the show. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Coming up, the attack continues against Bitcoin as somebody at the Oxford University is claiming Bitcoin is worse than a Ponzi scheme. So we will get into that critique here in just a moment. But we were just talking about how freedom-loving people need to come together into the same place. And we're seeing that working here in New Hampshire. It's been an incredible success so far with thousands of people who love the ideas of liberty migrating here. Chris, you came up from New Jersey.
Yep.
I moved up from Florida. Bonnie, you moved up from Texas. And if you actually do care about liberty, if you understand the non-aggression principle, if you are willing to actually work for more freedom, to actually become active, if you're not already an activist where you are, to become active, then New Hampshire is the best place to be. And there's 101 reasons for that. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch a nice little hour-long documentary that goes over those 101 reasons. And by the way, that documentary was made in 2014 from a list that was compiled, I think, in 2002. So that list has been around for a long time. Some of these reasons that we're talking about are long-term, they're like permanently true about New Hampshire. There have been more reasons since then.
Oh, yeah.
And some of those other reasons are like the insanely great community of freedom-loving people and the amazing things that they can produce when they work together to accomplish things. I mean, it's been amazing what's been happening in just the last few years here in New Hampshire. But I came across a story after this was a week after New Hampshire was named the number one freest state in the Cato University study called Freedom in the 50 States. So we talked about this. New Hampshire had led this particular study in the past. Florida had overtaken New Hampshire in the previous year. So in the 2020 episode or 2020 edition of this study, Florida had taken the lead. And that was because they changed the way they calculated the numbers, I guess, in this particular study.
In what way?
I don't know. I don't remember the details. They explained it at the time, but... But now New Hampshire has taken the lead again, and according to the authors in this study, and one of whom is the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, according to the authors of the study, they believe that some of the changes that were made this year, and the changes made this year were not included in the study because the study trails by 2 years. So the 2021 study that just got released this month only includes changes that happened in New Hampshire up through the year 2019, so to the end of 2019. So again, there's a 2 year delay. He said in the study that the changes made this year by some of the reps, like for instance, getting rid of I don't remember what the tax was. They got rid of some kind of tax. They lowered
room tax?
No, they lowered that. Mm-hmm. They lowered that from 9% to 8.5%. Not a huge drop, mind you, but it's something. And then there were some other regulatory things like creating educational savings accounts here in New Hampshire, which is a huge deal for families that want to get their kids out of government school, but they can't afford to do it because they're already paying so much in property taxes. Mm. It actually cuts them a check and lets them use it in whatever kind of schooling situation they want to. They can take to a private school, a religious school. They can homeschool with the money.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a huge step forward. There's been a bunch of other things, right? Like little things too. Like they got rid of, you can now tint your windows more than you ever could in New Hampshire. And again, that was another thing from this year. So they said that they expect New Hampshire is going to pull ahead of the pack, and that Florida isn't going to be able to catch up.
Florida's going in the opposite direction, aren't they?
I mean, it's a race to the bottom for the rest of the state.
Right. Florida. That's what I mean. Like.
People believe that Florida is getting freer and freer just because it's getting more and more authoritarian in a right-wing way, which is a huge misconception people often make. Like, this past year, the governor tried to pass. I mean, it didn't pass, but the governor that everybody acts like is so great and freedom-oriented tried to pass something that would basically make it a felony to be a protester during the, and to, you know, calling all protesters rioters and looters.
Well, he did pass, he did sign a red flag law. And, you know, people that care about gun rights don't like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and he did sign a, let's see what else. He loves the police. This guy never saw a pro-police law that he didn't like. He also passed a $15 an hour minimum wage in Florida.
Yeah, this is like switching one king for, this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. It's like switching out one king for another king, right?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want another king, right? I want to get rid of the kings.
Exactly. But here's the bizarre story that was published over at WashingtonExaminer.com. Headline, New Hampshire Shows How to Advance Freedom. Who wrote this article? Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. William Ruger, who I believe works with Jason Sorens at the Cato Institute.
Yeah, is he related to the gun manufacturer?
I don't know, but he's the co-author of the Freedom in the 50 States report. So him and Jason Sorens are the two authors of that report. And the other author, Chris Sununu? He didn't author the report.
Wait, what?
He wrote this article. Chris Sununu, Jason Sorens, and the other guy from the 50, Freedom of the 50 States wrote this short little article for the Washington Examiner about, quote, New Hampshire shows how to advance freedom.
Is this a different Chris Sununu than the governor of New Hampshire?
The governor of New Hampshire.
So,
Well, he's probably just paying lip service because he's up for re-election.
That's the thing, Bonnie. And this guy, he is such a political snake.
Yeah. He is.
You know, on one hand, he wants you to think he cares about freedom. On the other hand, a year ago or a year and a half ago, he was a total lockdown maniac.
And he'll sick his police on anybody who publicly, you know, disagrees with him outside
his... He'll arrest a 70-year-old woman if he needs to.
This guy plays all sides.
Right. So, but that said, let's see what they have to say. It's interesting that he teamed up with Jason Sorens to write this article. So what makes a state free? New Hampshire seems to be figuring it out. In the Cato Institute's latest ranking of freedom in the 50 states, Granite State comes out on top for overall freedom, besting Florida, which ranked number one in the previous report. New Hampshire is now the first state to hold the top spot for both economic freedom and overall freedom simultaneously. One of the big advantages of America's federal system is the possibility of what political scientists call yardstick competition. Because states are free to try different approaches to a wide range of policies, they can compare the results, take notes, and adopt the policies that work best. Freedom works, and as it turns out, people want it. Studies show economic freedom increases economic growth. The public has also been voting for personal and economic freedom with their feet by moving from less free to more free states. For these reasons, New Hampshire and other relatively free states, such as Florida, Nevada, and Indiana, have a lot to be proud of. In recent years, New Hampshire has significantly cut taxes across the board, and just this year, it put the interest and dividends tax on a path to abolition in its latest budget proposal. So that was the tax I couldn't remember.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
Wow.
I have no idea what an interest and dividends tax is, but they're going to get rid of it, apparently.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
New Hampshire has avoided a minimum wage and, by the way, it's apparently the only state that doesn't have the minimum wage, and lets the free market dictate opportunity. The result is that almost no one earns the minimum, and wages have grown so much that household incomes in the Granite State are some of the highest in America. New Hampshire hasn't been lax on growing personal freedoms either. In just the last few years, the legislature has required criminal conviction before assets can be forfeited to the state in civil court. It has decriminalized marijuana and legalized sports betting. It also expanded, quote, conservative personal freedoms, such as constitutional carry, which is allowing adult citizens who own a firearm lawfully to carry it outside their home, concealed without a license. Because we already had open carry. That was already a thing. New Hampshire has also passed Education Freedom Accounts, a school choice policy that empowers families of low to moderate income to choose educational opportunities that best fit the needs of their children. What are other secrets to New Hampshire's success? Taxes are low, and they keep getting lower. With the most recent budget signed into law, the minimum business tax threshold was raised to exempt over 30,000 small businesses from even filing taxes.
Wow, what's that number? Did they give a number in there?
You mean the total number of businesses that have to file taxes?
No, the threshold.
Oh, I don't know. Not saying, but it's now saving another 30,000
businesses. Oh, I really want to know now.
From having to file taxes. There's more, though. We'll talk about that along the way here, and the number is 603-283-6160. You can join us and take control of the airwaves here on the New Year's Eve edition. We're live on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is a place to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency. Like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and you'll find some introductory information there. You can, if you're pressed for time, just watch that first video, and you'll get down some of the basic concepts in 3 minutes of your time. But you might find it interesting, and you might want to dig deeper, and they let you do that there, too. So get started over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, just go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got them there every single day, updated, I presume, more than once a day. It's just full of information at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with a strange puff piece written by Chris Sununu, the so-called governor here in New Hampshire, His Excellency, as they referred to him in his executive orders that he wrote, something like 70 or 80 or 90 or whatever executive orders in 2020. This
Mr.
guy,
Freedom.
Yeah. Now he's trying to rebrand himself back to being this freedom-oriented Republican guy.
These freedom measures that he's talking about passing have only happened in spite of him.
That's an interesting point. Some of these things were done because they put some stuff in the budget, basically. And they put this budget in front of Sununu, and it would have looked bad politically if he didn't support his own Republican Party and sign the budget. Mm. So he kind of had to, so he did. But now he gets to take credit for it. So that's what he's doing. He's running out in front of the parade here, even though it's the state representatives, the freedom-loving reps that actually helped make this happen, which they're in there, a lot of them, because of the Free State Project. But it's a strange article because it's co-authored by Chris Sununu, the governor, but also Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. And that's the first time that has happened before. There's never been, like, you know, a real teaming up like that between a politico in this that high up in New Hampshire government and the founder of the Free State Project. So it's kind of interesting from that perspective. They're going over a short list of just some of the things that have been put into place just this year, including the educational freedom accounts, which are really interesting. Look up education freedom accounts or education savings accounts New Hampshire, and there's a really interesting, really well-designed website that kind of lays it out and explains it and tells you how to take advantage of it if you're a parent. Check that out. Like, if you're interested in moving up here and you got kids, you don't have to send your kids to the government school, and you can actually get a check from the government to, you know, to reimburse you, basically, for your property taxes, which is amazing, that you have to spend on education. So, I mean, it's not as good as abolishing government schools.
Yeah, I was going to say, will it actually cover your property taxes, what they're giving out to parents?
I think it's intended to cover the schooling. I don't know. You know, obviously, property taxes are going to be different based on the size of the house or whatever that you're living in. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I kind of figured.
I think it's a flat amount. I think it's probably like $4,000 or $5,000 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, I don't know all the details about it. I don't have kids, so I haven't.
I guess it depends on the size of your property, how much you pay in taxes.
But I don't think that comes into play as far as what you get back.
Right.
So. But it's something, right?
Yeah,
like, it's better
absolutely
than zero, which is what.
In the coming years, there should be legislation that focuses on giving people back money who don't have kids.
That would be nice.
How about we just abolish the taxes?
Abolishing schools would be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
But that's we're gonna need let's say another 100 or 200 Liberty reps, I think, in order to make that happen.
Yeah,
so
we're definitely gonna need to dominate.
We gotta have thousands more people move here. We've at this time there's about 40 plus Free Stater reps, and there's probably another few dozen that are friendly. They're like that will vote with Free Staters more often than not. So we're close to, I think, 100. Quote unquote freedom reps. You know, they're not perfect. They're not right on it on everything, but, you know, A level, B level.
If you combine the freedom reps plus the ones that lean in that direction on some issues, absolutely.
On more issues than not.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's probably a fair way to say it.
But we're still early. You know, this, the Free State Project just reached its 5-year move window goal last year.
Was it last year?
It was last February.
Oh, it feels like it was.
Yeah,
it feels like it was longer than that, but yeah.
You moved right at the beginning of that window, if I recall correctly, right?
I moved actually technically just after they hit 20,000 signers.
Yeah.
But I had my home, I had a bid on my house before
Nice.
Just before the 20,000 signers were set.
So going over just a short list here, and it's almost done with some of the things they've done here. So they got rid of the one of these business taxes, apparently. Income dividends, I think is what it was called. Yeah, interest and dividends tax. So that's on a, quote, path to abolition. I don't know what that means. It sounds like it's going to take some time. So I don't know how soon it's going to be abolished on that path. But they are abolishing it. They've lowered the meals and rooms tax by 5.55%. Now, again, that's like, symbolic.
5.5%?
5.55%. They lowered the meals and rooms tax.
So we're going from 9 to,
8.5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still not terrible.
It's still not as good as Massachusetts. I think their meals tax is only 5% or something.
That's probably true, but they also have a sales tax.
They do.
So,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'd still rather have the 8-point-whatever percentage rooms and meals tax than have a general sales tax.
There's an interesting thing that Keith Ammon, who's a Free Stater state representative, he posted on social media the other day.
Found doors for him.
He's a good guy. Free Stater. He came out with a list of all of, or I guess it was a state agency that came out with this list, the whatever the revenue, Department of Revenue is. They came out with a list by town with the amounts collected of the meals and rooms tax, town by town. And the interesting thing was, every town, every city is up. So the amount of revenue, even though the percentage is down by 5-something percent,
they bring in more money as a result.
There's more revenue that has come in.
Yeah, you know, this isn't the first time that people have pointed out that the more you tax people, the less revenue you get back in taxes.
They don't want to spend their money here.
Well, I mean, because you hide your assets better when you know that you're going to get taxed on it. Mm-hmm. And the more taxes go up, the more incentive you have to find ways not to pay those taxes.
But the weird thing is, 5% is such a piddly amount. I mean, it's barely even worth talking about.
It is, but it has a major impact.
But it's hard to believe that people would even notice. I mean, it's just so small. The difference, do you think people are actually aware of this? Because what I've heard, some businesses haven't even heard about it.
Yeah.
There's been some people who've gone out to eat and have calculated the tax on their bill and brought it to the attention of the business owner saying, you're charging too much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's very interesting. I'd like to hear more about what went into that. And was it more than just the 5% that factored into why they collected more? Or is it just because of COVID? Maybe more people are eating out this year than the last year. Either way, it was kind of an interesting thing.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I can think of maybe is that if there were more deliveries, the bill would have gone up because of fees for delivery or something. And then maybe that gets taxed.
Can they tax that?
I don't
think they can.
I'm not sure.
The state, they say, is also highly decentralized from a fiscal standpoint, with nearly 3 competing local jurisdictions for every 100 miles, giving residents the option of voting with their feet without having to move to another state. Government consumption is low at only 7.9% of the economy. We got more coming up here about some of the things that are making New Hampshire pretty different from the competition. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin held a Thursday phone call as tensions mount over the Ukraine crisis.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Philadelphia police say two gunmen shot six people and fired dozens of shots on a street full of businesses late Thursday. One woman and five men sustained gunshot wounds. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gas prices in the U.S. continue to climb, and they show no signs of dipping back down to the prices Americans saw 1 year ago. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
Tens of thousands of Colorado residents have been driven from their neighborhoods by wind-whipped fires. Now people are anxiously waiting to learn what's left standing after the flames burned an estimated 580 homes, a hotel, and a shopping center. The fires erupted Thursday outside of Denver following an extremely dry fall and a winter so far that's nearly devoid of snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. The phone number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we are looking at a strange article written for the Washington Examiner by Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, and Jason Sorens and William Rutger, who are the authors of the Freedom in the 50 States study. And it's all about how New Hampshire is a quote-unquote free state. Now, that's not true. Okay? That's not true at all. New Hampshire is not totally free. There's a lot that needs to be done here. And even the Freedom in the 50 States article admits that, right? Like, even though New Hampshire's number one, that just means it's the least oppressive cancer.
Calling New Hampshire a free state is, it's a joke. I mean, don't get me wrong. It might be the best place in the world, but it's still terrible.
Yeah.
And we have a long ways to go before, you know, I would say it's anywhere near being a free state. What the difference between New Hampshire and everywhere else is that there's no other place where people are moving.
Correct.
For the purposes of changing the system.
Yes, there are people who are moving to places like Texas and Florida. In fact, there was a study recently showing...
Not to make it more free, though, and that's important.
That's the key, is if you move to Florida or Texas, you're just going somewhere warmer where it's maybe not as bad as where you're leaving.
Actually, it's extremely warm in Texas, so...
Yeah.
You're going to be oppressed either way, either by cold or by extreme heat and humidity.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing. They're just moving to a place that's just not as bad as California, just not as bad as New York.
Right. But it's still going in the wrong direction, so it's still going to end up there anyway.
Yeah, in fact, speaking of that, I found another related story here. I forget who, somebody linked to it online. Where did it go? I apologize. I thought I had it pulled up, and I don't. There was something about this Florida governor who passed a very restrictive bill. We were talking about how he passed the red flag rules, and there's a bunch of other things that that he's done. But one of the other stories about him is very similar to that New York story that we were just discussing a few segments ago, where on January 5th, they're going to be looking at possibly making it so the New York governor can just put people into quarantine camps. And the governor of Florida apparently already passed that.
Well, for people who are public health risks or something else?
Yeah, supposed public health risks, and I had it pulled up, and I don't know where it went to, so I'll see if I can find it again.
You know, I thought New Hampshire was bad in this regard, but not anywhere near like that. At least here, we did get some of that money. I believe we got them to turn down $27 million, and then they ended up taking, $24 million in the end. So that's still a little bit better than it could have been.
And that's
federal funds that the federal government is trying to force states into passing certain policies and things at the state level that they don't otherwise have the authority to do. So
I guess that's a good way of looking at it. It is still a win because without people pushing back, they would have taken the full $27 million
easily.
Yeah. So at least we have fought back $3 million or something.
I mean, we kind of knew they were going to do it anyway, and just because they turned it down a couple times doesn't mean it wasn't going to happen. But I think we were successful a little bit. It just wasn't to the degree that we would have liked it to have been.
Okay, I found it. According to LorficWeb.com, Governor Ron DeSantis signed Bill SB 2006, and they linked to it, which allows for the state health officer to forcibly vaccinate citizens. This bill prohibits vaccine passports, but snuck in a clause to allow forcible vaccinations, which is buried in the bottom of the bill. So the bill was ostensibly about preventing vaccine passports, and I'm sure it got celebrated for that. He's preventing vaccine passports, but they didn't read the whole thing, because the bill says that the governor can order an individual to be examined, tested, vaccinated, treated, isolated, or quarantined for communicable diseases that have a significant morbidity or mortality and present a severe danger to public health. That sounds like the exact wording from the New York bill. Right there. Individuals who are unable or unwilling to be examined, tested, vaccinated, or treated for reasons of health, religion, or conscience may be subjected to isolation or quarantine.
Whoa.
You know, this so reminds me of the racist policies that used to exist in regards to people coming over the border from, I believe it was Mexico, to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no basis for the... what they would do is they would take people and forcibly bathe them in gasoline. And there was no basis for that.
Wow.
It wasn't like, somehow make you, safer for the rest of us in the United States already. It was purely a racist sort of thing. And it's a very similar sort of situation here. There's no basis for these, forced vaccinations. It's not killing a substantial, percentage of the population.
That. But they're acting like it is.
Right. But they're acting exactly like it is. And this is a means of oppressing a minority who are speaking out on it, regardless of whether or not you even are really opposed to it, the vaccinations in general. So
a little bit more from this bill that he signed. Quote, examination, testing, vaccination, or treatment may be performed by any qualified person authorized by the state if the individual poses a danger to the public health. And remember, public usually means government, so keep that in mind.
Mm.
The state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there is no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is disturbing stuff. You know, it starts here.
That's Florida for you, folks.
Right. It starts here, but where does it end? Are they going to start? Are they going to bring back, I'm trying to think what they call that.
What are you describing? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Women, babies.
Prohibition?
They used to forced sterilization.
Okay.
Are they going to bring forced sterilization back next? You know, I mean, where does this go if you allow this? Okay, when there's no serious, you know, health impact for the vast majority of people, what's next? You know, where are they going to take this? The government should have no say in your, you know, health decisions.
Absolutely,
that's something that is between you and your doctor and not anybody else.
Scary stuff. So back to the story here from the Washington Examiner, written by Chris Sununu and Jason Sorens, the governor of New Hampshire and the founder of the Free State Project. There's the final part of this is all about how great Chris Sununu is. So he actually wrote an article about himself here. Quote, leadership is also important. Last year, the Cato Institute named Governor Chris Sununu as the most fiscally responsible state leader in the nation. As this most recent report shows, the people of New Hampshire continue to benefit from the freedoms that a limited government philosophy can bring about.
That's crazy that he's getting credit for something just because he didn't strike down what his representatives voted on.
This is kind of interesting because I don't know. And honestly, I have no idea as far as what Chris Sununu's policies are. Like, I could probably believe that he's like the best in the country, but that doesn't mean that
he's not awful.
Not awful, yes. Still, right?
He's a little awful. Tyrant. And he has arresting peaceful people for peacefully sitting in a room where he was also in the same room. I mean, it was ridiculous. 9 people were arrested at a meeting where they were just sitting there.
Did we talk about how most of those people have been found not guilty?
Oh, you're talking about the Newfields 9. That's a different group of 9. You're talking about the people who are protesting outside of his
house. Yeah, I was talking about the governor's house.
He's arrested, you know, close to 2 dozen people this year.
Yep.
Peaceful people who did nothing to hurt anyone else.
Yeah, we can talk about that coming up. We did talk about it after Footloose Frank was found not guilty, and the rest of them have now been found not guilty.
Yeah.
That's the news from this week. But the final sentences here in this story. National politics is broken. Exploding debt, growing inflation, and an incompetent pandemic response are just a few of the symptoms. But in many states, we're seeing a different approach that bears real results. D.C. should get out of the way and let states innovate. The way to create growth and optimism about the future is to unleash citizen potential with a light regulatory touch. Well, I don't agree that there should be any regulations
right.
in the government, but this is, again, from Chris Sununu. States such as New Hampshire are showing the way. So, interesting propaganda piece written by the governor and the founder of the Free State Project. We'll share that on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com, and the phones are open for you, 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here in these remaining moments of the radio show. Talk Live, but we will have our internet-only episode starting up about a half an hour after we finish this radio show, so we'll start it at around 10:30 Eastern Time tonight, and we'll keep it going through to midnight, a countdown to the new year with you here in the Eastern Time Zone with me, Ian.
And me, Bonnie.
And Chris.
Chris, you won't be joining us for
midnight. I won't be.
I got
stuff to do tonight.
That's okay. You're a busy man. You got your own show to do tomorrow.
I do like 6 hours a week of, like, well, a podcast and a radio show. So
right. You host Freedom Decrypted, which folks can go find at freedomdecrypted.com. And they can watch archives there. Of course, you've been doing it, 3 years now, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's a great show. It's a tech-oriented show for liberty-minded people. So
yeah, and it's once a week. It happens Saturday, starting at about 5 o'clock Eastern Time. You can watch it live if you want, or listen. There's also a podcast version of the show, so you don't need to watch the show.
Nah.
Sometimes you put some graphics up, but I think it's...
Yeah, it's very heavily...
It's audio-friendly,
audio,
for sure.
Yeah.
So head on over to freedomdecrypted.com for more of Chris. As we head into the new year tonight, we're going to do, of course, we'll do open phones during the after show on Freer Talk Live as well, in case you want to call in. And we are not subject to FCC rules.
Yes, it's more fun.
Freer Talk Live, so you can say more stuff. But let's go.
It's funny because I don't cuss anyway. Really on the show?
That's where you should start.
It's a bad habit, because then you might make a mistake.
Yeah, that's true.
Do it on the,
radio.
So let's go to Joe. He's on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Happy New Year, Ian. Happy New Year, Bonnie.
Happy
and Happy
New Year.
New Year, Chris.
Thanks. Same to you.
Governor Ron DeSantis is an idiot.
Okay.
You check the CDC report. Now, this isn't made out to... everybody to get it. I was able to get it December 10th, and they will tell you that 75% of the people who are getting the Omicron virus have been vaccinated.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on where you look, I've seen numbers up to 95% of those people who are hospitalized are vaccinated.
I don't know what the numbers are, but I am aware that it's kind of like, not...
Astronomical.
Everyone seems to be agreeing that it is affecting more vaccinated people than other variants.
My understanding is it's spreading faster, but it's not as bad. Like, it doesn't make you as sick.
Some people are saying it's a lot like a cold.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because the cold is a coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you something about the science side of it.
Okay.
All the other viruses were done up and researched and made, and they were done and with at least 5 years of study. This was done with 5 months. Now, back, do you remember when we had the bird flu?
Sure.
Okay. They did another study, and I think it was President Ford said, let's get a vaccination for this, and we'll hurry through it. I think they did a study of a couple thousand people, and 450 got sick, and 35 died. They said, cut it there, and you never heard another thing about a vaccination with the bird flu. So these nitwits who are saying, because I got a letter, I'm on disability, and they said, you should get vaccinated and everything like that. And when I was in the physical rehab after my surgery, they were telling me, you got to get a vaccination. I said, oh, no, I don't.
Are you talking about this time? You're saying recently that happened to you?
Yeah, recently. Mm-hmm. I called you up and told you I hadn't been on the... I haven't called for like 8 months, 17 days, because I had back surgery and I had a pipe put in my back. And I can't walk and I'm bedridden right now, so I'm really appreciative of your good job.
What happened when you told them no? I mean, you're sitting there in a hospital bed. They said you have to get vaccinated.
I went and explained it to the doctors and the nurses about everything, and oh man, they just looked at me and ran out of the room. And they even had people come in on the side and say things to me. And then I had some of the staff say, man, you know what you're talking about, because I had a friend who got really sick and now can't walk and stuff like that. I had another friend who died after, different people were telling me all this kind of stuff. I was the doctor inside there.
I can just imagine the disgust that must have been on the, these professionals' faces when you said no.
I'm glad that you stuck up for yourself.
Oh, yeah. I told them off a lot of medical things. They dropped a 300-pound machine on my foot.
Oh.
Here's a good story for you. They were all, oh, my God. And I said, this is killing me. And I pushed it off my foot.
Wait, the doctor?
And I said, oh, my.
At the hospital? They dropped a machine on your foot at the hospital?
Yeah, at the rehab place, the physical therapy people.
Oh, wow.
So listen, this is great, right? Not for me, because I'm still suffering. Huh. But so they couldn't move, so I pushed the thing off my foot, and they go, oh, my God, it's bleeding. And they didn't say anything after that. I said, look, why don't you, there were three of them there, I said, you take my sock off and press on the wound. You go tell a nurse, and you bring me some gauze, some tape, and some peroxide.
Wow, you had to tell medical.
I had to tell them what to do. Yeah, because they're a bunch of millennials, and they were like, "Oh my God, what do we do?"
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like they were, they realized they did bad, and that they were thinking about
they're all afraid of getting fired.
Yeah. I could definitely see. I would hate to be that person. I mean, and I could see something happening too, if you just be an accident or something like that. And it's like, what do I do? You know, it's like,
yeah. Before my accident, I was a pretty bad dude and everything like that. So I don't fall under pressure and stuff like that. So even though it was killing me and bleeding all over the place, I tell them all what to do.
Joe, anything else you want to share from your experience?
I told them that they should either give me a tetanus shot and put me on a pill antibiotic and things like that, and they didn't do it for 2 days.
Wow.
And then they x-rayed it and said, oh, you have an infection in your foot.
Oh,
so you have to be hooked up to an IV for 2 months and have antibiotics pumped into you.
So was this the VA?
I wasn't a happy camper. What's that?
Was this the VA?
No, this
just a hospital.
Was at the place that it was a rehab place from the hospital, because I couldn't move or anything because I had back surgery, and so I had to have rehab.
Are you still in the hospital?
Oh, no, I'm home. I'm home. Okay. They bought me a hospital bed. I got a $30,000 electric wheelchair.
Wow.
No kidding. Either. This thing's built like a
So you're on the mend, basically. You're still kind of out of commission, but getting
better. I can't walk or anything like
Yikes.
That.
Well, and I wish you the best. Thank you for the call tonight, Joe, and Happy New Year
all
to
right.
you. Thanks.
Okay, and mention that site that I can go and check you guys out at 10:30. I'll call you back.
It's watch.freetalklive.com. Watch.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Joe. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us. By the way, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. You can enjoy their daily dispatch. It's a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Bonnie, you've been picking out some quotes, some classic quotes from our friend Nobody, who sadly is prohibited from speaking publicly after some ridiculous bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case, which you can learn more about the Crypto 6 over at thecrypto6.com. But unfortunately, he's not able to join us on the air due to the federal government. But that doesn't mean that you can't find some classic quotes from him from various different sources. And you've been doing some digging. And here's a quickie from Nobody. Quote, to me, liberty and decency are synonymous.
Yep. It's not very decent to try to control other people and, impose your will on their lives.
That's true, and I think that to take it a little bit further, a lot of people will say, oh, libertarianism, it's only the non-aggression principle. And yeah, that is the principle that underlies libertarianism, but that's not good enough for a good society. You have to be decent to other people. You have to be a good person. You have to not be an a-hole.
Yeah.
You have to actually treat people with respect and kindness and compassion.
The non-aggression principle is just one...
it's a building block.
It's like the minimum. It's like the minimal threshold that you should have value-wise.
Correct.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't have other values as well.
Yep. I think that's one of the most important things to get out there. And there's just so many libertarians that they focus exclusively on the non-aggression principle. It's like, that doesn't make you a good person.
No.
You can totally be an a-hole and still adhere to the non-aggression principle.
And we got people like that.
There are people like that.
Unfortunately, in our community.
But being decent is certainly important. And he says they're synonymous. I gotta say, I agree with that. So, I miss you, Nobody. I hope you're having, if he's out there, I hope he's having a good New Year's Eve.
And I hope so too.
We'll be back at 10:30 Eastern tonight at watch.freetalklive.com. For the rest of you, Happy New Year.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.